This is a Weird Darkness bonus bite. Real news of unreal events. A cyclist says he fled from an evil 7-foot-tall telepathic alien mantis and has drawn a picture of the bizarre creature for the Daily Star. Paul Frogat, 26, likened his terrifying ordeal to a spider eating a fly on a David Attenborough documentary. The shaggy-haired warehouse worker insisted he was not on booze or drugs as he shared his sketch of the ET with Daily Star. He told of how he fled after stumbling across the creature as he cycled home through woodland in Warwick. Paul said, "It sounds crazy, but I felt I could sense its feelings toward me, and it was just like pure alien hatred. You know when you're watching a David Attenborough documentary and you see a spider eating a fly and just a malevolent sense of evil?" He said he was forced to quit his job after skeptical colleagues dubbed him the Mantis Man of Warwick. But Paul added he had been left traumatized and now struggles to sleep after cycling through Oakwood and Blacklow Spinney shortly after finishing a 12-hour shift at a dog food warehouse on July 16th of last year. He said, "On a Thursday morning at 5 a.m., I was cycling home from work, and I saw something odd in the sky. It was a glowing orange sphere just hovering on the horizon. At first, I thought it must be Venus or a satellite, but it seemed to be much closer than either of these things. I stopped on my way to take some photos. The object looked a fair bit bigger in person than visible in the photos. This is when the object started to move around and rotate in shape. I could see it was circular with a part sticking out from the main body. When this started, I got the chills down my back and felt like there was something wrong here. I hurried on my way home. As I kept cycling, I could swear the object was moving along my course, but I just told myself it must be some kind of optical illusion. I entered a wooded area and lost sight of the object through the trees. Usually at this time of morning, there's a chorus of birdsong and insects, but the woods were dead silent." He continued, "As I cycled down the path, I came around a bend and I saw something I'll never forget. Standing a few meters ahead is what I can only describe as a humanoid praying mantis. This thing was at least 7 foot tall, light green with triangular head and big, oval black eyes. It had all the features of a mantis but stood on two legs and had a somehow human-like shape about it. I was completely frozen with fear. For what felt like an age, but was probably only seconds, I stared into this creature's eyes and it stared back. I felt like it could read my mind and I could read its. My fear was replaced with completely alien thoughts of utter hatred and evil I felt projected from this thing. I suddenly snapped out of this hypnotic kind of state and it made a step back as if it was going to pounce on me. This is why you should never bicycle out in the woods unless you're carrying a can of off." Okay, I just added that last part.